That's where the problem was, in the method of Flack and Kolevagin that I'd extended. So once I realized that at the end of September, that there was really a problem with the way I made the construction, I spent the fall trying to think what kind of modifications could be made to the construction. So there are lots of simple and rather natural modifications, that any one of which might work.
And every time he would try to fix it in one corner, it would sort of, some other difficulty would add up in another corner. It was like he was trying to put a carpet in a room where the carpet had more size than the room, but he could put it in any corner, and then when he rammed it, the other corners would pop up in this corner, and whether you could not put the carpet in the room was not something that he was able to decide.
I think he externally appeared normal, but at this point he was keeping a secret from the world, and I think he must have been in fact pretty uncomfortable about it.
Well, you know, we were behaving a little bit like criminologists. Nobody actually liked to come out and ask him how he's getting on with the proof. So somebody would say, I saw Andrew this morning. Did he smile? Well, yes, but he didn't look too happy.
The first 7 years I'd worked on this problem, I loved every minute of it. However hard it had been, there'd been setbacks often, there'd been things that had seemed insurmountable, but it was a kind of private and very personal battle I was engaged in. And then, after there was a problem with it, doing mathematics in that kind of rather overexposed way, certainly not my style, and I have no wish to repeat it.